Welcome back to the State We're In India Edition, the program which considers how we live and treat each other around the world. Brought to you by Radio Netherlands Worldwide and Sonalog. I'm Chavi, and we've been talking about the impact separation can have on families. And our next story is a personal one from my colleague Dheera Sujan, who talks about how the partition of India and Pakistan has affected generations of her family.
Pack a small bag. We'll only be away for a month. This is what my mother was told when she left her home forever. She was not really aware of living through an historic time, because in August 1947, she was obsessed with only one thing: becoming a teacher. At that time in Sindh, the schools had closed, and there were rumours that if and when they finally reopened, girls would not be allowed back. My mother, then 16 years old, would not be able to sit her final school exams, and without them, she could never attain her dream. She cried for a week, until her uncle finally agreed to take her to Bombay, where she could complete her matriculation. So she went to Bombay with her uncle, with one small bag, packed for a month. While she was there, a telegram arrived. "Don't come back," was the message. "Too much trouble here. Stay put. We'll come to you." Eventually, she was joined by her parents, who'd had to make the traumatic decision to choose between their daughter and everyone and everything else. They brought her two brothers, but not the cousins, uncles, aunts, and grandfather she'd lived with all her life. The others stayed on in Hyderabad, now Pakistan, to keep the family business going. Neither side expected the split to last more than a few months. As it turned out, they would never again be together as a family. My life has been dominated by the stories of partition. As a teenager, I was often exasperated by the endless stories of the relatives I'd never known. I would sigh with resignation when I had to hear, yet again, of the beloved books left behind, of how my great-grandfather had died of heartbreak. "No one dies of heartbreak, Mum," I would reply in my duh voice. "He must have had a weak ticker." But my mother insisted, "No, he loved us grandchildren, and his heart broke when we left. That's what killed him." Later, my mother relived that painful break with her family when she decided to immigrate with her two daughters to Australia. As an Indian, she couldn't go to Pakistan. So we became Australians. At the age of 46, she returned to the home she'd left 30 years before. She took us back with her on that first visit. Until then, I'd rarely seen my mother emotional. She came from an undemonstrative family. A sideways hug or a gentle pat is as much as I've ever learned to expect from them. So I was unprepared for the sight of my mother breaking down and sobbing in front of her grandfather's bookcase, or the splash of my great-aunt's tears as she clasped my head in her hands. Every year, my mum makes the long trip from Australia to visit the dwindling number of elderly relatives in both India and Pakistan, trying to make up for a lifetime of separation, trying, perhaps, to recapture a past that has long since disappeared.
Dheera Sujan with the personal story of the effects of partition on her family's life. And that's all we have time for this week, but do tune in next week with me, Chavi, for another episode of The State We're In India Edition, a joint production of Radio Netherlands Worldwide and Sonalog.